I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi there. I'm Cindy Linden, and this is the Cook Along Podcast. I'm not going to cook with you today. I'm going to tell you a story about a steak. And I'll tell you the end of the story before I tell you the beginning of the story. Well, it's sort of the end. At any rate, I cooked the other day the best steak I have ever cooked, and possibly the best steak I've ever eaten. Maybe at some point I had something better, but it certainly isn't coming to mind, and I just wanted to share with you what I did. Over the years, I've learned a lot of things about cooking steaks, and I still look at videos and articles about how to cook a wonderful steak, and I'm still learning things. One thing I've known for a long time is that you do not buy select beef and expect it to be a good steak. It's just not going to be what you want it to be. You want choice, which is a much better marbled steak and better quality, and that's the better way to go, and you can find it in most supermarkets, and some supermarkets are trending toward keeping only choice. I think Kroger, for instance, is not selling select meat anymore. They're only selling choice. In a restaurant, you can get a steak that is prime beef. And it used to be that that was the only place you could get prime beef was in a restaurant. So that's why their steaks were always better than what you cook at home. So the other day, I noticed that the Kroger supermarket that I shop in had some prime beef. They had, I don't know, maybe three different cuts. I think they had a filet mignon, a tenderloin, in other words, and they had a ribeye, and they had a strip steak, and they were all prime. They're not very big, but I thought, well, I am taking that home. And yes, it was expensive compared to other grades of meat, but I knew I was doing the right thing in bringing it home because now I would get a restaurant-quality steak in my house. And so I just grabbed it. They were all the same size, and they were 10-ounce steaks. And I just grabbed one and brought it home. And when I went to cook it, I realized it was not as thick as I usually buy steaks. I like to buy steaks that are at least an inch thick. That way I know they're going to be medium rare when I am done with them. This one was less than that. It maybe was 3/4 of an inch. And so the ways that I have cooked steaks in the past were not going to work for this steak because it would be overdone. So I want to tell you what I did because I want you to do it too. It was so marvelous. This steak was so good. And I didn't do anything that you couldn't do at home if you have a cast iron pan. And that's kind of one of the secrets to a really nicely crusted steak. The other thing, of course, is you don't want to overcook it. And if you aren't eating your steaks medium rare, then you don't probably need to listen to this. Although, you know, I guess if you left it on a little longer than I did, it might be okay. So I keep seeing these videos where it says cook your steak in butter. And again, I'll tell you more about that later, but right now I'm just telling you the story about making this steak. So the first thing I did was take my steak out of the packaging and season it really generously with a Montreal steak seasoning. The one I use is made by, let me just double check here, it's McCormick Montreal steak seasoning, pretty generally available most anywhere. And I really pile it on. Okay, I don't want you to think I like made a rub out of it. I didn't. But I knew that the salt and pepper that are in there would really help with the steak. So I used it pretty generously, and then I flipped it over, and I used it pretty generously on the other side as well. And then I just let it sit for maybe, well, less than 10 minutes probably, while I was heating up my cast iron pan. Once the cast iron pan was really hot, I threw in a tablespoon of butter and some sliced garlic. Now, I didn't chop it. I didn't mince it. It was just sliced, so it didn't take me as long. And that was part of my reason for doing it that way. Instead of mincing it, which I usually do because it spreads out better, I just sliced it because the butter, I didn't want it to burn before I got the steak in there. So I just sliced it, threw it in the pan. And then I took the steak and I put it into this sizzling pan. And I cooked it on one side. I probably don't think it was even 2 minutes. It was maybe a minute and a half. And it was just enough to get it kind of crusty on the bottom so that it wasn't sticking to the pan. I did lift it up to peek at it to see that it was brown on the bottom. And then I flipped it over. And I did about a minute and a half on the second side. When I flipped it to the second side, I put in another tablespoon of butter. And I started spooning some of that browning butter over the top of the steak as it was cooking. So this is the side that's already cooked, right? It's facing up, and I'm spooning some melted butter over the top of it. And then I turned the burner down a little bit, and I threw a lid on the pot, and I cooked it maybe another minute and a half. And I knew, as we all do, that it was going to be better to undercook it than overcook it, because undercooking it, you can always throw it back on. But once you overcook it, and it was a prime steak, and it was 10 ounces, and it cost me $15, and I was not going to mess that up. So I leaned toward undercooking it. So at this point, it had maybe less than 5 minutes on the heat. And I pulled it off, and I set it on the plate. And it just sat on the plate for 10 minutes because, particularly with a ribeye, you know you have to let it sit, because what happens then is all the juice redistributes itself. And so as it kind of finishes cooking off the plate, the steak actually becomes juicier as it sits. And don't worry about getting cold. It isn't going to get cold because it's still got heat in it from that cast iron pan. So then it sits there for 10 minutes and then I took the butter that was still in the pan, because the pan was still hot enough to keep it melted, and I poured the butter and the sliced garlic over the top of the steak, and that's the whole story. And it was the most incredibly good steak I have ever cooked, as I said, and maybe the best one I've ever eaten, bar none, including ones I've spent a ton of money on in restaurants. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, on my website, which is thecookalongpodcast.com, I have two blogs about cooking steaks, and they're both very true, okay? One of them is called Perfectly Cooked Steak Every Time, and I recommend that you check it out, because for a thicker steak, it's absolutely, truly a great way to cook a steak. The second one is called Perfectly Cooked Steak Part 2, From Frozen, which is what you do if your steak is still frozen when you want to have a dinner and you want to have a steak and you have about an hour before you need to eat. So you don't defrost it, you just cook it from frozen. And that also turns out a really, really good steak, perfectly cooked, as it says in the title. But again, that is assuming that your steak is at least an inch thick and maybe even an inch and a half, which is kind of what I like to do. So go ahead and check those out. I still stand by their accuracy as really good methods of cooking steaks. But if you have a thinner steak, I'm going to go over the steps, okay, one more time. Season the steak. If you don't have Montreal steak seasoning A little just salt and pepper is going to be great. You could throw on some onion flakes or garlic powder or whatever you've got if you want to. Season it, let it sit for just a few minutes while your cast iron pan is heating up to medium high. You want it pretty hot. Then you're going to throw a tablespoon of butter into that pan. When it's melted, you're going to throw in one sliced garlic clove, and then you're going to put your steak in there. You're going to cook it for about a minute and a half, and then you're going to pick up the steak with tongs, not a fork, use tongs, flip it over, put it on the other side. When you turn it over, you throw in another pat of butter, cook it for another minute and a half, turn down your heat to like medium low. I may have even turned mine completely off. I think I turned mine completely off. That is what I did, because I have an electric range and it's a glass stovetop. So the residual heat did what I needed it to do. So I just turned mine off at that point and put a lid over the pan and let it sit for another minute and a half. Take it out of the pan, put it on your plate, and let it sit for 10 minutes. It's going to give you an incredibly flavorful, that's what I guess I'm trying to say. It was the most flavorful steak I think I've ever had. A very flavorful steak, cooked perfectly medium rare, sitting on your plate with all the juices just waiting for you to cut into it because they didn't leak out because you let it sit. That's my story about the steak. Key components: prime beef, if you can find it, butter, garlic, cast iron pan, and thyme. That's it. This is all I wanted to share with you today, and I would have cooked it with you, except the thing is, it happens so fast. It all goes so fast, I don't think I could even talk about it fast enough to keep up with what I was doing on the stove. And then, when it's done, you don't want to stand around taking pictures. You want to eat it. You're going to eat it. You're going to eat it now. I'm sorry I didn't take pictures of it, because, oh my goodness, it was beautiful, but it wasn't as beautiful as it was tasty. If you have any questions, please contact me via my Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and type in the Cook Along Podcast and you'll find me. I would also ask you to talk about my podcast with your friends. Tell them that you listen to the Cook Along Podcast. Word of mouth is my best advertising. It's really the only advertising I do. So I would love to have you tell your friends so we can get more listeners to this, because I think what we're doing together is really fun. As always, I invite you to contribute to the making of this podcast by visiting my Patreon page. Just go to patreon.com and type in the Cook Along Podcast, and you can get recipes. In fact, I'll go ahead and outline this on a piece of paper as well, or not a piece of paper, but you know what I mean, in a printable version so that you can print it out if you want to on the Patreon site. And you type in the Cook Along Podcast there and you'll find me. Good luck with your steak. Let me know if you have any other tips. Keep watching cooking videos, because that's how I learned about the butter. And some people put fresh herbs in there as well with the butter. A little fresh rosemary or a little fresh thyme when you put that second pat of butter in would be fabulous. And then that gets spooned over the top of the steak as well. Check out my website for accompaniments to this steak. There are all kinds of yummy side dishes to go with it, and even more yummy desserts to come after it. And until next time, happy cooking!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support, and thanks for listening.